USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Five of President-elect Joe Biden's National Security Cabinet nominees will face Senate panels on Tuesday in the first step of the confirmation process. The day before Biden takes office, his nominees for Secretary of State, Secretary of Treasury, Director of National Intelligence, Defense Secretary, and Secretary of Homeland Security will appear before Senate committees. The Toledo Police Department said Monday an officer has died after a shooting standoff with a suspect. 24-year-old officer Brandon Stocker was hit once by the suspect, who brandished two firearms while leaving a house after it was surrounded. How fast do you cancel streaming services? It's a problem for Hollywood because they are so easy to cancel, and those services are seeing a lot of people leave after they finish watching the shows that convince them to sign up. According to Deloitte's survey of 1,100 people in October, 46% of respondents canceled at least one streaming service in the last year. USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it, and more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.